Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. And right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio.
Ready.
Entertainment. With your host. Rich money. Don't keep it locked.
Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace. You palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah, follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked, keep it locked.
Hey yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip wash and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. His shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
What's going on, Dawg and Jesus? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of Love and Entertainment with your boy, Rich Money. Storm, if you're in the building, can you press the 1 if you're ready to go on? If not, we're going to give Storm a little more time, you know, to get things together. As of right now, I am your host, Rich Money, and I want to thank y'all all for tuning in. Tonight, we got something big for y'all. We got my man, Mike Ice, in the building. There goes Storm. Hello, Storm. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, okay. Yes. We can hear you just fine. Storm just entered into the building, Dons and Divas. Let's welcome Storm in the building. So, Storm, what's going on?
Nothing. A busy day. Well, you know what? My week was pretty good. The day was definitely good. It was a productive day. Definitely shout out to Unity Baptist Church on a successful chicken dinner today. It was a wonderful experience. We worked extremely hard, and, you know, shout out to everybody that took part in it. It was definitely a great thing to be a part of. The week was good, work week. Week, you know, the routine. Stressful week, but it's good. It's a blessing. How you doing, Rich Money?
Okay. You know what? I'm doing pretty good, you know. Little pain after the surgery, you know, but everything coming together. Went out for the first time in a while, you know.
Good.
Driving, but everything good. You know, just taking it one day at a time.
you know.
Got it good.
I want to make sure I give everybody the information before we leave about the boat ride that's going down July 27th. Now, I have a situation here.
Okay.
Mike Ice, I'm waiting for Mike Ice to press that one button so we can bring him on the air. But what I want to do real fast on is I would like to go to a song real fast. Because these lines is crazy, and I need Mike Ice to be on the line.
Okay.
And I need him to press that one button, because it looked like everybody done pressed the one button. So.
We have a lot of Mike Ice.
Mike got to go crazy in here right now. Yeah, he got to go crazy in here right now. So it looked like everybody done pressed the one button. And I'm trying to figure that out right here. So what we're going to do is, we're going to go to a fast song. When we come back, we're going to have my man Mike Ice on the scene. All right? Is that good?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. What I'll do is, you know, because we got all listeners on, I think I'll take us back a little. Let's go with some Bell Biv DeVoe Poison. We'll be right back. GQ Powers Radio, Love Entertainment. It's Brother Baby.
Come from?
Put this funny looking shirt on.
I don't know, man, but I'm gonna go check you out, man.
Where's Lionel at, man? I gotta talk to him about something.
Oh yeah, back to the video.
Yeah, automatic freeze in full effect. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange.
Yo,
situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
We're all so
beautiful.
Relationships they've seen from the start. It's all so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart.
Check it out.
Poison.
All right, guys and divas, welcome back. Just to fill y'all in, we got my man Mike Ice on the phone. We about to make it happen. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
What's good, Mike? What's going on, baby?
Yeah, man, definitely
want to thank you for tuning in. Definitely want to thank you for tuning in. Storm, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah,
Mike.
I just said welcome back to the
podcast. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What is going on? You got a lot of things going on since last time we had you on. Like,
yeah,
you took everything to a whole nother level.
Yeah, man, I was working real hard behind the scenes, man. I had to actually, you know, I had to go in the lab, you know, and regroup and do a lot of stuff that I needed to do, man, and it's just beautiful right now, man. I'm in a good place, man. I'm happy, man. And, you know, man, I want to actually congratulate you, man, on, you know, getting married and everything. That's what's up, man.
Thank you.
Good looking. Still on my baby. Definitely appreciate you. Good looking.
Definitely, man. You always been one of my brothers from back in the day, man. We used to grind together, you know what I'm saying? When I first started doing my showcases, man, I appreciate you coming out, man, you know, sponsoring prizes, being judges and stuff like that. So it's good for us to have longevity, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for a long time, man. I just want to pay homage to you and your radio show for showing on the lock and key of mad love.
Yeah, same here, yo, because, you know, Under Lock and Key was definitely there supporting us from the get-go, and we definitely appreciate that. You know what I mean? That's why we so close and got that support, because we always kept it real with each other.
Yeah, definitely,
you know, man. Most definitely. That's bad. A lot of people can't do that.
No, they can't, man.
So let's talk about Mike Ice. You like this big time promoter. You got Under Lock and Key. I know you got a new joint going on.
Oh yeah, the new company is Team ULK, man. I actually expanded, and I put a couple of artists together from overseas, man, in Africa, man, and they're doing real good on the numbers, which we're gonna get into later on with the two songs that I sent you. It's just
of course, man.
We in a better place now, man. We traveling, man. I'm also gonna plug you. I actually have a meeting tomorrow. I can't say the location and the date yet, but I'll give it to you as soon as I get it, as soon as I finalize it tomorrow. So I got a meeting. I'm trying to do a showcase out of town, so I'm definitely going to have you on deck for that. You know what I mean?
Of course. You know, definitely be in the building.
Yeah, so
right.
I'm working on that. Yeah, we just dropped the Team UOK, UOK Nation mixtape. It's up on SoundCloud. We're doing good numbers, you know what I'm saying? So right now, we're just doing our thing, man. We're going to have a mixtape release party. I'll let you know about that. Just a lot of things going on, man. You know, wifey, she's printing two books. She's printing two child books coming up soon. It's a lot of things, man. We got so much stuff scheduled, man. We're supposed to be going out of town to a couple of events and stuff like that, man, you know. And just trying to keep it together and keep it tight and keep it right, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I definitely feel you. Now, I want to get into what actually started you, but you got these lines flooded. And
I know.
Some people got some things they want to talk to you about. So what
right,
I want to
cool.
do is, I want to, I definitely want to get into the callers right now. I have them call, you know, say what they got to say, and then we take it the rest of the way, all right? And then get
all
into
right,
the music as well. All right, first caller got online. William, are you there?
Hey, good evening. Yes.
What's going on, Will?
Oh, my brother. Mr. Money, I want to say, first of all, I want to thank you for having this platform. Young artists and producers need you and your wife to push them over that limit. Second, I want to thank my brother, Mike Ice. And there's a funny story that goes with that. I met Mike Ice maybe about 5 years ago through his beautiful goddess and rib, Shaw Ames. And when I went to the showcase, I saw a lot of his performers, especially the younger ones, that I had known maybe 1 or 2 years earlier under different management, and they were amateuristic, raw, just to say the least. But that night, I saw those same performers under Mike Ice's tutelage and production company, and I saw an amazing transformation. those young men and women went from the amateurs that I saw just a year ago into established professionals, rappers, singers, dancers. I could not believe it. My head was blown wide open. And that's just a tribute to Mike and Shaw's tutelage, professionalism, and dedication to the art. Because not too many people want to produce younger artists. They want the lazy way out, the easy way out. They want established stars to come in right away. They don't want to grow their performance. And that's one thing I can say about Mike Ice. He raises a village. He raises young men and women to be successful, not just in the rap game, not just in the performances, but he makes sure those same young men and women are doing right in school. He makes sure that they are treating their parents right. He makes sure that they are living right other than the performances. Because if they're not living right, they cannot perform on Mike Ice's stage. And that's something
right.
I know for a fact. I really commend this brother for doing and being who he is, man. That's my brother. You know, we almost look alike, you know, because Mike Ice is getting into this. I gotta tell it. Mike Ice is on some exercise, good eating bullshit. The brother looks like a model now. I said, what the hell? I mean, yo, I was really jealous. He got me doing exercise now. I put it on Facebook. Look, y'all, I'm exercising. I want to be like Mike Ice, Jack. You know, the belly going. I said, where the hell does belly go? I could not believe it. I said, where this man belly go? You know, I'm jealous. That's all. I'm going to get off the line because I'm telling too
excellent,
much. I know I'm talking
excellent.
Too much. But let me just say this. Let me say this in closing. I am a professional spoken word artist.
Yeah, Rich, he's to cut in on that, Rich, he's phenomenal, man. Great poet,
man.
Yo, he has the women crying and smiling at the same time, man. I actually went to one of these events, man, in Staten Island, me and wife, and he tore the house down, man. And he's going to be performing in my event, too, man. I ain't telling him yet, but now I'm telling you, Will, you're going to be in the building. So,
okay, I'm going to lose this belt real fast. I got to do it
tonight. Yes, his information and all that, Mike, and we set him up for an interview.
Yeah, he's definitely a real deal, Rich.
Oh, thank
excellent.
You so much,
yeah.
man. And you know, and it's funny because Mike don't smile. You got to be good to make Mike
smile.
What? Mike,
you really
don't. Like real promoter. Real
yeah,
promoter
true.
Shit. Mike, he be on that Don King shit for real, boy.
I appreciate that, Will, man. Much
God
love,
bless
man.
You, man.
Brother
keep
to brother,
up,
man.
Keep up
that's
the good work,
man.
Keep up the good work, man. That you are inspiring older men like me. I'm 59, and I'm inspired by Mike Ice. I'm on this floor doing push-ups now and sit-ups. I'm not playing.
That's
you know?
True,
so
man.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Appreciate
so much.
It, man.
God bless you.
No bye. Doubt, William. We're definitely going to have you on for an interview.
My man. All right. I'm going to practice.
We have another caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
caller. I just want to ask Mike Ice when he started promoting.
Mike?
Hello?
Yeah. Mike. Yeah, Mike, that was for you.
This is T.
Oh, what's
hey,
up, T?
Hey, I just want to ask you when you started promoting.
Oh, wow, man. Yo, I'll be telling my age, minimum line. I actually started the music in 2003.
Wow.
When 50 Cent actually first dropped his first album, Get Rich Before Die Trying. So, you know, I just was inspired by him, yo, and I actually got to meet him a couple of years ago. Shout out to Eve Laura, one of my actresses and models that's doing real great right now. She's doing a whole bunch of big things. She called me up one day and she said, yo, 50's in town. We got to go see him. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. And she got us pictures and we talked to him for a bit and everything. We chopped it up. And, yo, that was one of my mentors when I first started in 2003, and I never stopped looking back, man. He actually gave me a little inspiration saying, oh, never quit, man. Keep doing what you're doing. So
Excellent.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, you keep up the good work and, you know, keep your head above water.
Yeah, but definitely stay connected with me on Facebook.
Most
and give me a holler, level because I'm having an event coming up and I'm going to need everybody to come out and support. It's going to be like a concert series. I'm going to have different things. So I'm working on it now. And I was telling Rich I got to go out of town and finalize it. It's not too far, but it's in a tri-state. So I got to finalize all everything tomorrow. So hopefully we get it and we on our way. You know what I mean?
All right, excellent.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
No problem.
We have another caller for you, Mike. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, what's up? This is C-Note under lock and key. What's up, Mike? What's going on, baby? I like to say, yo, man, I'm the good people, man. You the CEO and I'm the producer of under lock and key. I like to say, man, yo. Mike is a good man. He does his thing.
Right.
We're going to keep it moving. So that's how we do. But I'm giving a shout-out to Mike Ice. Yo, what's up, brother? Mike, where you at, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, where you at?
Where Mike at, man?
I don't know where he's at, but I'm sure he's there. I'm sure he's appreciative, you know, to you calling and definitely showing some support, you know, with you guys working together and everything.
Mike, this is C-Note. What's
Rich.
Up, man?
Yeah.
Mike, you
Rich.
There?
What up? I'm here.
Okay, there you
Yo,
go.
Okay,
C-Note.
There you go.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, what's up, C?
What's up, man? Shout out to my CEO, Mike Ice, under lock and key. Team UOK, baby. All day.
I was telling Rich we got a meeting tomorrow and I didn't tell the location because we gotta finalize this C. So C's gonna be in a meeting with me, Rich. So we're actually gonna do that and we're gonna, like I said, I was telling the other callers we're gonna finalize and then we're gonna run with it and let everybody know what's going on.
Excellent.
Most definitely. Like I said, it's gonna be on. It's gonna be hot.
Rich, I still do that same thing, Rich. I still do the TBA to be announced.
Okay.
I learned that way back when we first started. TBA, to be announced. Don't announce nothing until it's finalized.
That's it. Yo, yeah, you know how that is. You know how that is. But yeah, definitely, yo. Yo, we on it, baby. We on it. Shout out.
Yeah. So I get up with you tomorrow, right, see?
Definitely, brother.
All right,
now. Later.
All right. We have another caller, Mike. We're going to bring them on.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yep. Yes, sir. You're on the line.
Yeah, who's on? Who's there? Who's out there?
What up,
Strup?
What's going on?
I'm chilling, man. Just topping up with Rich Money. Rich, that's one of my artists that struck. He's on the song, baby. How far?
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, we playing that tonight. Oh yeah, we definitely playing that tonight.
We got a whole big fan base in Africa too. Off the strength of that song, we got a whole another demographic going.
Yeah, cause you know what? I'm glad you're on too. Cause Mike, I'm gonna ask the Struck a couple of questions too after the track and all that.
You know,
after the track and all that. But you know what? Because time going by fast. You know what? Let's get into that track right now.
All right.
All right, Dons and Divas, here's some fire for you, from my man Destruct. But I'm going to let my man Mike Ice introduce it, though.
Well, this is Baby How Far. That's came in featuring Destruct all the way from New York City to Africa. ULK Nation, let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hey, man's music world.
Your body is a masterpiece, and whoever disagrees, that's blasphemy. I'm wondering, is it as good as it looks, girl? You got me curious, I have to see. Beautiful queen, I should address you as your majesty. Promise that you'll never want another after me. Oh, in the bedroom, you have no equal. That is quite a coincidence, show me too. I'm a pro, so erase all doubt. Got a word tomorrow where you may call out. You're gonna need that time to recuperate. What I can do, no one can duplicate. Let's put all this talk into action. My only goal is your satisfaction. You feeling everything I'm saying? Okay then. Baby, how far? Sing to him, Cayman.
Not that we didn't play. Just do what she wants. She didn't do me just the way she likes. I mean, if I do, I just see where she do me, yeah.
That's all I go bust,
uh-huh.
Baby, how far?
Oh,
can you
not?
Baby, how far?
Can you not?
Baby, how far?
Can you not? Baby, how far?
We reach my suite at the Sheridan. I know you wanted time to get this session in. I got skills in the sack, that's a fact, ma. You in good hands, no need questioning. Undress you slow while I kiss on your neck a bit. And wetting it, the way you moaning, erecting it. All about your pleasure, no detour. Get on top and ride it up and down like a seesaw. You going in like you trying to reach your peak quick. All the while the shoe was hot and you released it. My turn, time for me to get on top of you. In, out, left, right, penetrate your proper boo. Hit the kitty with every type of stroke possible. I got you hotter than any place tropical. Have you telling all your friends about your good night. Struck on the verses, came in on a hook like
that, we didn't play just the way she wants.
She didn't do me just the way she
likes. I mean, if I do, I just the way she do me, yeah.
That's all I go bust,
uh-huh.
Baby, how far?
Oh,
can you not? Baby, how far?
Baby,
how far?
Can you baby, how far? Not that we didn't play, just the way she wants.
She didn't do me just the way she likes.
I mean, if I do, I just the way she do me.
That's all I go bust,
uh-huh.
Baby, how far?
Oh,
can you not? Baby, how far?
Can you not?
Baby, how far?
Can you not? Baby, how far?
Can you not?
It's butter, baby, 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 baby.
Like that. I
now,
like that one.
Now, that joint is fire.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I don't know what happened to the strut. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm here.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what happened to the strut. I don't know if his call dropped or whatever. But
yeah.
How did you wind up meeting the strut? And how did y'all come across doing that track?
Oh, well, the strut been my artist for years now, man. It's like I was actually, I did a showcase at Karma Lounge back in the early 2000s. And he won third place in my showcase. And he asked me, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm looking for management. We chopped it up. We ain't never looked back. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm not sure where Rich Green is. Oh, there he
is. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, y'all heard me?
I heard a couple of things.
Yes,
yeah.
I did hear you. You said he was an artist of yours back from 2000, right? And he won, I think you said third place?
Yeah, he won third place, and he actually chopped it up with me and was looking for management, and ever since then, we never looked back, and we've been doing music ever since, and he's under me now, so that's what's up, you know what I mean? Proud to have him, man.
Excellent. Now, is he the producer as well, or?
No, he's an artist.
He's just an art, but, so who produced that track?
Well, Cayman produced it, my artist from Africa. He linked up with us on Facebook. We chopped it up, and ever since then, he became Team UOK, because I put that new company together called Team UOK, UOK Nation. He sent the track, Destruct, went right in the studio, aced it, sent it back to him, finalized it and everything, and yo, that's one of our original singles, man. I actually doing real good in the U.S. and overseas.
Yeah, that's hot. That is.
Yeah, we have a million views on SoundCloud.
Oh wow. Okay. Now, how many artists do you have right now?
Well, right now, everybody knows the first lady of Under Lock and Key is Goldilocks. We won
right. Mm-hmm.
Underground Music Award in 2015. Shout out to her. She's in the ATL doing a lot of things. Matter of fact, she just got back in the studio. She's working on 6 new songs for her album, so we're going to drop an EP soon. She has a mixtape out right now,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, Unfinished Business. So, you know, Destruct is one of my artists, JMO and Mike Mizzle, and
mm-hmm.
I have 3 artists over in Africa right now, you know what I'm saying, BB Cayman and Lex.
Wow. So how do you manage to have time for everybody at the same time? Like, how do you manage that?
Oh, it's not hard. You know what I'm saying? We just dropped a new mixtape. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be out. We dropped it on Easter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
On SoundCloud. It's called Team UOK, UOK Nation. I have it up on Facebook and everything. We're going to have official release party. So I'm thinking maybe June or something like that. I'll let you guys know so y'all could be in the building as well. We're doing good with that. So far, we dropped the Team UOK. We have a superstar track called, we have a track called Superstar JMO
mm-hmm.
featuring Destruct. We have a video out for that that's doing well. And
mm-hmm.
This Is How We Pose the Sound is doing well. And Baby How Far is doing well. And King of My Castle is doing well. My Queen. It's a couple of tracks off the mixtape is doing real good right now. We just put the Team UOK website up on SoundCloud. So we got 4,000 views on 3 of our new singles. So we moving.
Excellent. Now, what is Team UM? Team
UOK.
Team UOK.
UOK is short for Under Lock and Key, but we put it as team now. That's like, you know how Cash Money, Young Money, we did something like that.
Got you. Because it's no longer just one. It's a group of artists all together.
Right. Under Lock and Key is the main core, Destruct, JMO, Goldilocks, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
The other artists, they're going to be team. Anybody that actually we manage now, we're going to put them on the Team UOK.
Okay, excellent.
We have a
excellent.
T-shirt line out, Team UOK. I know you guys have seen it already, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
I've seen
you know,
it.
You know, so we actually we're going to have a store put up soon. We're working on a clothing line that we're going to actually be working on also.
Shut up!
We're just trying to put everything in perspective right now.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry, y'all. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
All right, it's cool.
it's okay. Treat Maya nice now. Treat her nice. But Mike, so I'll ask one more question on Rich Money. Sorry. So with everything that you have going on, then people hear of Mike Ice. How would you describe yourself to someone? Would you say business manager, business owner? You know, what would you say?
I would say all of the above, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's no limitation to what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to reach for the stars.
Mm.
Sky's the limit with me, you know what I mean? I want to be that CEO. I want to be that promoter. I want to be everything I could be. I used to be a radio host, too. Remember, Richard, I'm on a radio station.
Yep.
I remember, too.
I got my TV show still going on in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? So I'm actually, you know, always trying to put my hands in anything I could do as far as entertainment and fashion. That's where I'm at right now.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Excellent. All right.
Well, you know, we got
the
truck back on the line.
All right.
We got the truck back on the line, and I have somebody else that want to speak to you, Mike. All right, Cole, are you there?
Yeah. My bad. I got disconnected.
All right. Now I have a caller on the line that want to speak to Mike. Hello, Cole, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Artie,
what's
up?
Yo, this is Artie Cordell. Yeah, what's up? Nice to shout out. Hello?
Hey, where's everybody at?
Yeah.
We're here.
Yo,
I want to give Mike Ice a shout out, man.
Yo, that's what's up. Who's this?
It's Artie Cortell.
Oh, what up, Artie? What's good, man? I couldn't hear you because of the volume. What's up, man?
Yo, yeah, man. Yo, man. I salute you, man, for everything you're doing, man. That's what's up, man.
I appreciate
that international,
you, man.
That international Africa and all that, that's dope, man.
Appreciate
you
know
what you're doing, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, Rich, Artie is a big, big actor, man. He's one of up-and-coming
Get
actors.
Out of here.
Dope, man. Yeah, man. I support everything he do when he does his movies and stuff like that, man. He's a great, great actor, man. I want to salute
yo, man,
you, Artie, on that,
team,
man.
Yo,
you
your man,
phenomenal,
your
man.
Your management team is dope, man. Your management team is dope, man.
I appreciate it, man. Yo, everybody that I actually is in my circle that I work with and I support, man, everybody is very professional, man. Everybody.
Yeah, man. I salute you, man.
Yeah, you always sounded like that. You only deal with the best, you heard?
Yeah, man. Yo, so, Artie, I'm going to actually holler at you, man, because I got something coming up. I know our schedule has been, like, hectic, but I actually, when I do my event, I want you to come out, B. You heard?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, man. But, yo, I salute you, man.
No,
for real,
I appreciate
man. You real
that, man.
Dope.
Definitely,
you
man. All
dope.
Day, man. Much success with you, man. Definite.
You too, man.
Oh, God.
Radio
God,
show,
God.
Too, man. The radio show. It's 7 o'clock.
Thanks a lot, Artie. We definitely appreciate you, yo. Definitely appreciate you, for sure.
Yeah, the one we're driving, that's why he's running in and out.
Now, Mike. So if you got the Struck back on the line.
Yep.
Now, I just want to ask the Struck, how did you come up with that name? That's a unique name.
Yeah, well, when I was younger, I used to internalize a lot of things. Like, I wouldn't express myself, and my father always told me if I didn't speak to someone soon, like, I would end up exploding. I would end up like really losing it. So when I started rapping, I kept that. I just thought about that, and it came up with the name The Struck. But it's basically a metaphor that describes how dangerous I am on the mic.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely feel you on that one. Now, Mike.
Yeah.
What was your first reaction when you first heard The Struck?
Well, he actually took me back to the 90s because The Struck is a 90s baby as far as music is concerned, and he's actually always preaching to artists, man. Lyrical content is very important. He don't like trash rapping, the mumble rapping, and all that. And, you know, I'm the same way, you know what I mean?
We
don't disrespect artists because that's their thing, but we were always taught you got to lead by example, and skill is a must. For you to actually be a MC, forget being a rapper, you have to be an MC. For
exactly.
All the pioneers that actually pioneered this game, they didn't let you just get on the mic. You had to have, it requires skill. The KRS-One and the Rakims and the Big Daddy Kanes and all that, if you didn't have skill, you was called a whack rapper.
You had to get your weight up.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't just get on the mic. Matter of fact, you couldn't even get in the studio.
Exactly.
You ain't getting in the booth.
Nope.
You just started rapping like yesterday. Now it's
exactly.
Just too easy for everybody. You know, it's just too easy.
Yeah, it's just like you can say a word and you go platinum and shit with a beat. It's crazy.
You're right, yo. You're right.
And it gets
now,
to
Mike.
The point now where you. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask Mike something real fast. I never asked this, but. You know, you're definitely a heavy hitter, and you help these up-and-coming artists. What actually made you decide to do that?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I couldn't rap. I couldn't DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I had to find an outlet for me because I want to be in music and fashion. So somebody always said, why don't you be an event setter? So that's what it was back then, an event setter. And then it became an organizer, and then from organizer to promoter, you know what I mean? So that's what it was with me. It's like I couldn't never DJ or MC. I used to get in the booth and fuck around once in a while, man, to play with it, man. But I couldn't. or nothing like that. And I know my lane, so you know what I'm saying? This is where I'm at right now, man. I'm comfortable, I'm happy, and I always like to see artists advance, you know what I'm saying? I want them to be the best they could be, especially with my artists. I preach to that all the time. I said marketing promotion is the most important thing. We get our numbers up, people are going to come look for us. We don't even got to look for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Now, this question is for both of y'all, Mike Ice and Destruct. What makes Mike Ice different from everybody else, and what makes Destruct different from everybody else?
Yeah, Destruct, you go first.
The difference between Mike Ice and a lot of other dudes, a lot of other people out there, he do a lot of shit that he don't really have to do. He genuinely, and he do a lot of shit for artists that ain't his artists. You know what I mean? Like, he show love to whoever. And a lot of that don't get returned. And shit. You know what I mean? Like, he do so much for other artists. We have a showcase, everybody gets a fair shake. He's never on no fight fixing shit. And anybody know in this industry know what's up. Everybody got a hidden agenda. He genuinely wants to see everybody win. You know what I mean? Like, and it's real. I've been through a lot in this industry. I've been through a lot of people saying one thing, doing the whole other. He always mean what he say. He sticks by his guns. He fights for his people. And that,
excellent.
Like, that's why I ride with him. It's going on, like, what, 5 years now?
Yep.
Okay.
And we now taking it to another level now.
Okay. So now, okay, so that was Destruct talking, right? But you was talking about what Mike Ice is different from everybody else. I wanted Destruct for me to tell you why you feel you different from everybody else, and wanted Mike Ice to tell me why he feels he's different from everybody else.
Okay, I thought you meant you wanted me to talk about him and him talk about
but
me.
But you definitely salute, because you definitely, Mike Ice definitely
did
what you said and all that.
That's
definitely
right.
Salute to you, yo. Definitely. Because, you know, you got Mike Ice in your corner, you definitely going places. Ain't no
that's
question
right.
about it.
The thing that
now,
separates from me from everybody
go ahead,
else
go ahead.
Is that, like, I'm not afraid to stand out. If we in an era now, it's just safer to follow whoever the hot dude is. It's even encouragement. Back in the day, you got no respect for sounding like the next man, regardless of how dope he was.
Exactly.
Now it's encouraged. Now it's like even a turnoff, you don't sound like the hot dude. A lot of industry stuff. And the other thing that separates me is I'm not afraid to get on tracks that may not be traditional hip hop tracks. I always got the boom bap. That's always gonna be in my pocket. That's the era I came up in. That's my biggest inspiration. But when I do some boom bap type rap, it's not gonna be like I'm trying to bring the old days back. It's gonna be a revised definition of boom bap. Like, this is how we're supposed to sound. Like, you get into that when you hear the mixtape, you'll understand what I'm saying more. But I can also do, I can rap on basically anything. And without sounding crazy, without sounding out of pocket, and I can still do something dope with it. No matter what it is. If I decide to jump on it, it's going to pop. Regardless.
So now let me ask y'all. Now, for all my listeners that's listening and everything, everybody that's tuned in, Destruct is the artist featuring K-Man from the song I heard from the beginning, Baby How Far. Now, is it a video or something out for that song?
We're working on that. But you know, he's in Nigeria. I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're actually trying to get him over here. We didn't tell him that. We're working on a couple of things, you know what I'm saying? Can't talk live about it on the air, but we're trying to get him over here, man. So we're working on that too. Passports and visas and all that. We're trying to get him over here to film a video.
He's a very talented young man. He did that track, and he's also the man singing on that hook.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Mike, go ahead, Destruct, you were saying something? Go ahead.
No, I was just basically letting everybody know he did that track, and that's also him singing on the hook.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
He produced that track. He produced that track, yeah.
Produced
wow.
Anything. That's his thing.
Wow.
He produces and he does dope hooks. And he also raps as well.
He's multi-talented.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Definitely multi-talented. Actually, we're going to play this next joint, Music Is My Life. So, Mike, I want you to introduce that one, and then I want to get in on how did you actually meet K-Man and all that. So
yeah, Music Is My Life is a video he did before he actually got down with us, Team UOK. So we actually just put it underneath us, you know what I'm saying? But that was all his work by itself on that one. And there's a video out for that on YouTube. So all the listeners, you can go to YouTube and type in, you know, Cayman World, and it'll come up. Music Is My Life.
All right. So we're definitely going to get into that right now. Is that fire by K-Man? Music Is My Life.
Yep.
ULK.
Do it.
K-Man. For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
What it do? Carry B, baby. I love my life. Music is my wife. I'm married to the game. She's my type. I love her so much, so we walk every night. I never live alone, cause she's always by my side. Baby, you're so dope, you always get me high. Even when I trouble, we know they say goodbye. She gave me confidence, cause she's not a good liar. And when you're in school, she lights up. Oh my boo, my love, my desire. I sleep with my music, can we know the tire? Yes, I'm the king, and she my heart desire. She know they do me wrong, and she my star. My wife is so good, she inspire. She gave me inspiration when I'm dropping bars. She can read my mind and fix my broken heart. Music is my life. If not music, geology, or banking, catch me in the church where I be preaching. Nah, well, yeah, I preach with my music, never gonna lose it. No abusive words that I'm receiving, gonna weigh me down or subdue me. Masturbate, I do me. I'm the future, and you yet to see the best of me. I hear you call me wag. Check, Jesus' disciples did turn your back, even when they saw he was sent from God. Somebody tell my dad that I'm grown and music is the path that I chose. I can feel it in my body and my soul. Music is my wife, my life and my pride. I can feel nothing after that. Music, my life.
Music is my life. Got on my brain, you the middle of my heart.
Yeah, man, yeah.
How the hell you stick your voice every time in my head?
Music is my life.
It's butter, baby. No. Baby, 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 baby.
Mike, let me ask you something. So, he rhymed, he sung, and produced that whole track himself?
What you saying now?
I said he flowed, he sung, and produced the whole track itself.
Yeah, no, but he had a feature on that. Shout out to Cairo P. Cairo P was on there too. He had
okay.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Now, I see Mike. You're going all around the world right now.
We really not trying to play with it no more, Rich. We trying to actually be honest with you. We trying to put Team UOK internationally and in every city and every state. A lot of artists be like fronting sometimes. They'll say they want to be down with us, and then they'll back off. And the thing is, a lot of artists is actually want to be down with us, but a lot of artists don't want to listen and be serious. So sometimes we be telling them, like, yo, we moving in a totally different direction than what other managers and other promoters and other artists are doing. You know, you can't stay stagnant, man. You got to get out of New York. You got to hit the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you advertise worldwide. You know what I'm saying? You on the internet, so you're getting worldwide listeners and worldwide people tuning in. So we came up with an idea. So you know what? Instead of us going through all that other situations like what other artists do, they always get mad talking about people hate, they don't want to support and stuff like that. We say, yo, let's actually build a foundation with people that like real music, songs, not just throwing out anything. You know what I mean? People can relate. Your fan base is going to be based upon songs, not just rapping, talking about hating and drugs and all this other drinking and all that all the time. People want to hear, you know, natural music. And the Superstar track is like that too. We try to actually cater to the streets too, but we try to cater more to regular people that actually like music and that's going to buy music, you know what I mean? So that's where we are right now.
I feel you. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, so Under Lock and Key, that's going to be totally different artists from UOK, or it's going to be still, you know.
Well, we're going to be a coalition, but the thing is, we put everybody under Team UOK. Everybody under Team UOK, we give them, most of the time, we give them a trial, you know what I'm saying, to see where they're going to go and see if they're going to work out. Like Cayman and BB from over in Africa, they're two different artists, you know what I'm saying? They've been actually hitting me up every day. What's next? What's next? I love that. They keep me on my toes. What's next? What are we doing next?
Exactly.
Oh, you didn't send me this. You didn't send me that. So it's beautiful. I love them guys. It's like, yo, they're always animated to what's going on, man. And they just happy to be a part of what we doing, man. You know what I'm saying? They shout me out all the time over there, man. When I get over there, man, I might be the king of Africa or something like that, because the way they be pushing me over there. And you know what's so beautiful, Rich? That I'm getting mad inboxes and mad comments from people over there, more than I'm getting over here. And that's crazy.
Wow.
I got artists over there sending me their music and stuff like that. A lot of them, they're not too advanced yet, but some of them are, you know what I mean? And I can't take on everybody, but I take on the best talent that I can. We want to put a good product out, so that's where I'm at with that too. And we're working on, because, you know, Goldie has the TV show at the YouTube space too. And we have the... We have a slot at YouTube space too. It's called WWE TV. So that's the TV all over the world. And we actually, when we get enough artists, we've been pushing it, but the artists don't understand what YouTube space really means. We was charging only $150 for slots so they can get an interview and they can get their music promoted all over the world. But nobody has really taken it serious because they don't pay attention to detail. You know what I mean? They're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their music can go international now. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just in the United States.
Exactly.
You know how many people went platinum and gold international? You know what I mean? So, that's where we at right
now.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about the TV thing, right?
Right.
Goldie's YouTube, WWE TV. Now, is that affiliated with what you was doing, or are you still doing your TV joint on the side?
No, we doing both. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the TV show, I have the five boroughs in Brooklyn, and then I have the YouTube channel on YouTube. And then the YouTube space is where they come And it's real professional, you know what I'm saying? You have to give us our name. You can't just bring a whole entourage. You got to get signed in when you come. They give you a badge and all that. It's just like going to the record label, you know what I mean? And they don't, they're really professional.
Okay.
And it's downtown in the Meatpacking District on 14th Street, you know what I mean? So, you know, we tell them, like, no drinking, no drugs, none of that. You come, you do your interview, you know what I'm saying? You take your picture. We actually let you take pictures in front of your YouTube space stuff and all that. You know what I mean? I advertise it several times. You know, but artists, they don't take it serious sometimes. You know what I mean? Only certain artists take things serious. We have interviewed a lot of industry people from Def Jam and all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So if they're not paying attention, that's on them. You know how that go, Rich.
Exactly. Move on. You know what I mean? Now, Destruct, let me ask you something real fast. If you could perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Kendrick. It would be Kendrick Lamar, because he's the one rap artist with substance that's actually allowed. He has that machine behind him. And I would like to be up there rocking with him. He's not like everybody else that pops. He actually stands. He's a great performer. There's like nothing to say about him. He does great music. He is a real legitimate rapper. He has his own style. And he's a great performer. He does everything. It's like I see myself as the same as him, not as the same far style, but all of those attributes he have, I possess those same things. Only difference between me and him, he's signed to a major. He's out. He got more ears on him than I do at the time. But put us in the same circumstances, I'll rock just like he was.
Okay. Now,
but in my own
Mike,
way.
You doing all right. I definitely feel it. Now, Mike, you're doing the TV, you're doing the internet, you're dealing with the artists, you're going places. How do you balance everything out?
Well, you know, it's a schedule for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be in the house, and, you know, I'm old school, and, you know, I have a catalog, I organize it. So I actually write everything down I need to do, you know what I mean? You know, I'm looking for a road manager. We've been looking for a road manager for years, man, but we never get the right road manager. Me and Destruct talk about that all the time. We had a road manager when we would even be even further than we are. But it's so hard to get somebody that's going to be on the same page as us. We have brung in mad people, tried them out, just like, you know, it was like a football tryout. You try them out, and they don't work out, you got to cut them, you know what I mean? So that's even with artists,
exactly.
The same thing. We brung in a lot of artists underneath us. They didn't want to listen and do what we were doing as far as how we were moving. They want to do their own thing, so we had to cut them and move on from them. We wish them the best, but we're in a different lane right now. We're not trying to go backwards. We're going forward.
I definitely feel you on that.
You're definitely doing big things, though. A big difference from, you know, like many years ago when we first met. You're definitely, you know, you've expanded a lot worldwide, nationwide, and you're definitely doing good things. So I just want to definitely just say to you, you know, on behalf of GQ Palace, you know, congratulations to you because you are definitely doing the thing. You're definitely expanded. You're doing what you got to do, and it's just wonderful to see how, you know, that same, you know, ambition that you had back then, you still have that and more. So
I
definitely, you know,
that.
Great job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Now, I want to ask you one more question. Damn, man, time's going by real fast. Mike, what's
you going to need 2 hours next time, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I know, right? What's the next step for Mike Ice?
Just trying to be the best I could be, man. That's all, man. Just, you know, just want to be in a situation where, man, we can actually help people too, man. You know, it's like we try to do it all, man. We got a lot of things going on. Wifey got a lot of organizations called, Not On My Watch for domestic violence and all that, man. We're just trying to touch base with people and just show people awareness of what's going on in life and be the best you could be. That's all I want to be the best I could be.
Right. Wifey's doing big things, too. Shout out to her, you know.
Yeah,
she's doing big things. I see her, especially with the books and everything.
She's more She's more out there than we are right now. She's everywhere. You know, she attends baby showers, weddings. She's doing her music. She's doing her books. She's doing her organizations. We can't even keep up with her. She's like an energized bunny, man, sometimes.
Listen,
so.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to the wife, B. Shot Angels. And that's the boss lady right there. So.
All right. Shout out to the boss lady. Shout out.
Yeah. Want to give a shout out to our super producer, you know what I'm saying, videographer, Mo Knowledge, too, man. You know what I mean? He brings all our music to light with our videos, so we appreciate him very well. Yeah, shout out to him, A1A Productions and Goldie Locks and, you know, JMO.
All by himself on the video still. All by himself, man.
Yeah. Mike Mizzou, Mika Smalls, DJ Prophet, you know what I mean? That's just a little taste of Under Lock and Key Cam, you know what I mean?
Just a little, right? Only give them a little.
Yep.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Destruct, what's the next step for you?
I'm with Mike, man, so whatever he said we're doing, that's what we're doing, man. Trying to get this TVRK thing out.
That's
all
right.
That's what we're doing right now. That's the goal. We're
that's
in a
right.
good direction, but we can't be satisfied with what we got. We got to push further. Mm-hmm.
Keep on pushing. Now before Rich Money, before we definitely end the show, I just wanted to just ask Mike to give out all his information for any website where if anyone's looking to contact him or looking to purchase any music, if you could just take this moment out and just let them know where they can find Mike Ice.
Most definitely. They can actually definitely leave their name, their number, and a brief message at 347-691-3765. That's my office number. You know, I use that as my office. We're on, you know, Facebook, Mike Ice, Under Lock and Key Entertainment on Facebook. On Twitter, it's Under Lock and Key. And on Instagram, it's Mike Ice ULK. We're on SoundCloud now. We're doing great numbers on SoundCloud. You could type in Team ULK and everything will come up on mixtape. And we have a mixtape out right now called Team ULK, ULK Nation. And we're working on a website. You know, we're reconstructing it right now. Goldilocks' Unfinished Business mixtape is out right now. And Destruct has 3 singles out. You know, Such a Shame, This Is How We Supposed to Do, and Undercover Fan. So that's what we're doing right now.
Look out for that Undercover Fan video. It's in the works right now. The other 2 is already out.
Mm-hmm.
Trust Music Channel, you can check those videos out.
Yeah, them 2 videos are out, yeah.
Okay.
Such
okay.
a Shame, This Is How We Supposed to Sound. Those ones are already popped. They're already out.
All right, gotcha. Okay. Mm.
Okay.
Oh, you also can email me. My email address, real quick, is lockandkeyent@yahoo.com. That's lockandkeyent@yahoo.com. If anybody needs to email me.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, one more question for you, right, before we go. just ask a question.
YouTube, our YouTube page is Lock and Key ENT at 365 for all our videos. Lock and Key ENT. 365 is all our videos on YouTube. I wanted to plug that in real quick, too.
Gotcha.
Now, is there anything about Mike Ice that you would like the listeners to know that we didn't fill them in about?
Well, just follow us, man, and, support us. We support you. Networking is the most important thing, man. I tell everybody, networking, marketing, promoting, and being professional in everything you do, man. That's all we ask, man. You know, because the majors is not going to look at us as a professional company if we don't present ourselves as a professional company. You feel me? So everything we do, we try to be different, and we try to be unique with it, and we try to be original. So, you know, everything we do, if you see, is original. It's like nobody can duplicate us, really. You know what I'm saying? Because we do everything original, and we always do TBA to be announced. So once we put it out, if you do it behind us, everybody knows the date and time on who put it out first. So that's how we work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very smart.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I learned a lot in the business, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to pay homage to you guys for all y'all longevity for all the years and having me on and stuff like that and promoting me and just, you know, believing in me, man. I appreciate that.
Now,
no problem. Wait, anytime.
I know you said you're going up. I'm trying. All right. Are you looking for new artists at the moment, Mike, or you just being easy with what you got right now?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Rich. We are looking for singers now. We have enough rappers.
Okay.
We're looking for singers, man. We would like a male singer, a female singer. We're looking for a young female artist that's going to listen and actually is going to be fire. Because Goldie's about to retire soon, man. It's her last year, man. So, you know what I mean? Because she's going to be, you know, moving on and doing other things. She's going to drop that last album, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be like a farewell tour for us, you know what I'm saying? Because we did a lot, you know what I mean? And she's getting older and she wants to, you know, explore other things, you know what I'm saying? So
we're
actually looking for that female artist to replace her. Because she even told me, she said, yo, I'm going to find you a female artist to replace me. And we were having fun with it. We were joking with it. So, yeah, well, we're just trying to find two singers and a female rapper. We got enough male rappers. And the truck always say, man, from now on in, he's screening everybody. So that's what it is. He's like, if you ain't going to be lyrically talented and you ain't going to listen to structured music right, you ain't going to be in that one to lock and key and team you okay. Because basically, Destruct, JMO and Destruct, they're basically the foundation and Goldie of Under Lock and Key. So now I leave it to them. It's like, we'll test them and we'll have a meeting. We're like, all right, we can work with them. Other than that, then, you know what I mean? It is what
that's
it
right.
is.
Mm-hmm.
We actually are looking. We want to work with a live band. So you know anybody that is a live band out there, just, you know, hit them up for us and let them know that we want to work with a live
band. Yeah, we know somebody that is a live band. I know a person that's a live band.
We actually want to do a song with a live band. If you can hook us up, we appreciate it, man. We'll love you to death, man, for that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll tell them I'm Rich Money and Storm Center.
Right. You see where we're moving, right, Rich? You see what we're trying to do, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised they hit you up tomorrow.
Appreciate it, man. Well, our lines is always open, man. Our lines is always open to everybody, man. That's how we is. Like Destruct said, man, we real, man, with us, man. Nothing fake about us, man. We the real deal, man. We embrace everybody, man.
I know that for sure.
And that's the thing that separates Mike from the fish right there. That's what separates Mike from everybody else, right there. Everybody else, they all about them and their crew, man. They ain't benefiting them. They don't want to hear nothing, man. They ain't trying to network none of that. It's just them. That's it.
Exactly. I definitely feel you. Well, you know, Mike, Ice, Destruct, definitely an honor having y'all on. You know, y'all welcome back anytime. You know how we do, Mike. You know, anytime,
appreciate
never
fall,
no matter what it is. You know.
Definitely, man. We want to just thank you for having us, man. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
congratulations on your wedding, on your marriage. I heard that earlier.
Oh, good looking, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah. That's my wife on the line, Storm.
Congratulations to you guys, man. I wish y'all the best of health and wealth. You know what I mean?
Hopefully we see you at the mixtape release, right? Y'all definitely coming through.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see us. Ain't no question. Right. About it. You know? Yo, Mike, you know what it is. Tell Goldie you say hello. Tell next time she needs to be on the air.
All right, definitely, man. She's probably at an event tonight, too, man. She does a lot of things in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Because she's in Atlanta now.
Oh,
she lives in Atlanta now.
Oh, yeah, you did
say
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we spread out. We got people in Atlanta, international. We in New York. We trying to hit every city, every state, man.
That's right, taking over.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one city and state at a time, right?
That's right.
Exactly. Mike Ice, thanks for tuning in. I don't want this to cut us off. Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate it, man. Much love to y'all, man. Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
Tell Bo to be said. What's up? It's definitely an honor having y'all on.
Appreciate
it. Mike Ice and Destruct, Dawgs and Divas.
Yeah, you know what?
Wow. Mike Ice definitely taking it to a whole nother level.
They definitely are. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's it for tonight's show. We want to thank the listeners, the callers.
It was, of course, a wonderful show. We definitely enjoyed ourselves this evening. Shout out to Mike Ice and Destruct, and shout out to the wifey on, you know, and her upcoming events and stuff that she has going on, and all the books, and, you know, just for her doing what she's doing. Shout out to them. Shout out to Goldie as well. And Rich Money, I have to say, it was a great show. The lines was flooded, and it went super fast. It went super fast. So definitely, it was a wonderful show. Listen, it was great. It was great. I have to say, it was a wonderful show, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. And it's good to see how, you know, everyone has, how they've been in business for so long, and how they're still in business, and they're growing, and they're expanding, and they take it, like you said, one state at a time, and they're Africa, Nigeria, having artists. That's amazing, and that's a wonderful thing. So definitely shout out to them for that. Shout out to Platinum Athletics. Tomorrow they're having an event that is a night with the races. So shout out to them for that successful event. Wishing them much success in advance. And of course, it was just a wonderful show here at GQ Palace. Rich Money is here somewhere. I just don't know where. But but it was definitely a wonderful show. And with that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend. Be safe out there. It's getting warm outside. Don't be fooled, though. It's warm one day, cold another. So make sure you bundle up. And with that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend, and God bless you all.
Just the other day, I had an older lady to tell me I was too young to be Jody, and I wasn't quite old enough to be Spoko.
He said he don't want you. He said he don't.
It's butter, baby, 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 baby.